Okay. It could have had prior. And this was a last-minute decision, so some folks do have lives outside of meeting and meeting and meeting, so we can understand that. He may have had a prior commitment. Nevertheless, coordinating committee, are there any nominations? Going twice. We move now to governance. Are there any nominations?
Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
Well, as I started to say at the wrong time previously, Eileen and I had not completely discussed which one of us is going to do that. And so I don't know if she has interest in the governance committee. I'm sort of like more interested in strategic, so I'm trying to work that out. And I apologize for doing it openly. I don't know if Eileen's on the call.
She is on the call, so let's just cut to the chase. Eileen, you've heard her inquiry. What is your response? Eileen, can we hear from you?
I'm sorry, I was knocked off the call for a moment. What did I miss?
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
What was the question?
So, Eileen, we're talking about governance, and you and I had talked, you know, sort of briefly, but hadn't decided whether you were going to do governance or me. I'm kind of interested in strategic. All of you all have more experience than I do in all of this, so I'm deferring to, you know, what you would like. I don't know if you're interested in strategic or Ron or Nancy, but I'll do governance if none of the rest of you are interested. I've been on it before. It was years ago.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in strategic planning, I am interested in that, but I think it's a bigger mouthful than I can take on now. I've been on governance, and I'm happy to stay there.
Okay. All right. Cool, Dave.
It is decided. Eileen from WPFW. Are there any other nominations?
Chair, request information.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get Ralph on the call. He can be on the call. Somebody had an accident, so he has to attend to that. What's going on right now, if you could tell me?
Right now, the nominations, I don't know if you were on the call when we previously asked for coordinating committee nominations, and there were none that came forward. Obviously, it's still open. Governor's Committee, there has been one nomination while you were off the call, and that's WPFW, Eileen.
Thank you, Chair.
Do you have a nomination for governor?
Nancy with a question, request for information.
Yes, what is it, Nancy?
So are we going to take nominations for all the directors for all committees right now?
That's correct.
We're not going to do it the way we did it in the past where we took nominations by email?
Well, I would find that to be redundant. However, we have to set aside time and a special meeting for this purpose. So it's the body's will. Whether we did it in the past or not. And this is why I said we will state and we will agree upon a time certain for close, which implied, I suppose, that would be room for email nominations. But it can become convoluted for our secretary, as she stated before. If we have the time to do it now, and we've known this was coming up for the last month or two, seems reasonable to me that this would be the time to do it. And if there are any last-minute adjustments, make them last-minute adjustments, but don't flood her with 15 or 20 nominations at the last minute.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, would you like to speak to that since I spoke for you?
There should be... We're ready for nominations now. That would be good. And then we can keep the nomination period open for email nominations to, let's say, midnight tomorrow night or something like that. But then the ballots would not be sent out. We have to also figure out a time frame for the election itself, how long we want the election to, when it should start and when it should end. We can do that after we finish the nominations.
Well, thank you for agreeing with me, Madam Secretary. I've been secretary before, and I know how it can get. That's why I don't volunteer anymore. But thank you for your studious and dutiful work. Lawrence, I heard you can be recognized now.
I was about to recognize Claire. Thank you.
That was
the KPFK.
This is great.
It would be good for you to, as Alex has said before, state your name, because the voices are not as clear. So then I heard KPFK, but I didn't hear the name. Then I heard Grace.
This is Grace. I'd like
to Sabrina for the stack.
I'd like to nominate Lawrence for governance.
Sabrina, I heard.
Okay, thank you.
Are you willing?
Parliamentarian would like to speak.
Parliamentarian, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A motion can be made to close a nomination at any point. It could be made at this meeting tonight. It could be made at the next meeting. Or, as Grace was saying earlier, it could be sometime between this meeting and next meeting. So it only needs a majority. I think it needs a two-thirds vote. It does need a two-thirds vote to close a nomination at any point that the board would like to close.
Thank you for the clarification. Lawrence, you have been nominated to the Governance Committee. Do you accept?
Yes, thank you, Grace. I accept for your service.
Okay. And that's KPFK, correct? Lawrence will be representing FK, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for governor? Are there any other nominations for governor? Going one?
Eileen I have a question. Request for information. If nobody nominates anybody, do the directors then nominate themselves or volunteer for these slots?
Absolutely, you can nominate yourself, yes.
But right now we only have two people nominated for governance.
That's correct, but let's keep in mind that the LFB have by now probably chosen members of each of these committees. So maybe eight by now or ten or whatever the case may be.
Gotcha. Thank you.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead.
Like to
I'm sorry, Sabrina. Grace, hold on. It's Sabrina. I should recognize. She asked for the floor previously.
Hi, thank you. Are we doing personnel yet, or can I go ahead and put in a nomination for Jan Goodman for personnel?
No, we actually, let me tell you, we got finance. I'm going in the order of the bylaws. So we've got finance, audit, and then strategic planning, then personnel, development of task force, and technology. It's going to do some audit here, that's all. All right, Grace.
Sounds good.
Okay, it's on you, Grace.
Yes, I'd like to nominate James Sagerton from WBAI for governance.
James, do you accept?
Okay.
Any further nominations? Going once?
Hold on. This is Ron. Eileen, I believe, wants to serve on that committee, so I'm nominating her.
He's already nominated, Ron. Eileen is already on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, question for Paulina.
What is your question?
Which station areas are still yet to have a nomination,
for the committees that we are discussing right now.
Now, you kind of broke up a little bit. Okay, I need you to restate your question because you broke up a little bit. I didn't get all of it.
Right. Sorry. So I'm wondering which station areas are yet to nominate a representative to the committees we're discussing, which is governance and I believe
To be clear, there are no nominations for coordinator, and there is but KPFA to nominate for governance.
Okay. So KPFA has not yet nominated anyone for governance, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then for coordinating committee, nobody has nominated anybody at all?
That's correct.
Correct.
It's been a defunct committee for the last 18 months, actually. So, any more nominations for governance? Okay, hearing none, we now move to finance committee. And any nominations for finance committee?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra from KPFT. May I be recognized?
Yes, go right ahead.
I'd like to nominate Lyndon Foley for finance committee.
Okay, Lyndon Foley. All right. KPFT. Any other nominations?
This is Grace.
Chair Polina, may I be recognized?
I believe I heard Grace and Polina. Is that correct?
Yes.
Go
ahead, Grace.
Yes. I'd like to nominate Polina Vasilia for finance.
Okay, Polina. KPFA, okay.
Okay.
So noted.
KPFK,
so noted.
I accept. And I would like to nominate Dwayne Lark from KPFT to finance, please.
Well, I thank you just as much, but as an officer, we're already assigned on the committee.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
A point of order.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina Jacobs. I'd like to nominate Chris Corey to finance.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Mr. Chair, the Finance Committee is not, the officers are not on the Finance Committee. They're not voting members of the Finance Committee. If you would like to be on that committee, you need to be nominated and elected to it.
Oh, well, thank you for your correction. That was certainly not my understanding. So on that note, Polina, I do accept your nomination.
Thank you.
All right. And I believe Sabrina, the nomination, would you repeat it? If you've got a chance to nominate.
Yeah. I was going to nominate Chris Corey from KPFA for the finance. Thank you.
KPFK.
KPFA.
Okay.
Yeah, KPFA.
Vanessa to the staff.
Okay, Vanessa.
I'd like to nominate Nancy.
Okay, for KPF, for WPFW?
Yes.
Okay. All right, any other nomination?
This is Grace.
Okay, Grace.
I'd like to nominate Tom Voorhees from KPFA.
KPFA, Tom Voorhees. All right. Any other nominations?
This is James Sagerton.
Okay.
Go ahead, James.
Sorry, James.
You have the floor.
I'd like to nominate myself for finance, please.
WBAI. And are there any other nominations? Chair, could you confirm with me? Because I'm trying to keep a record, but it's your official record that counts. I have 7 nominations.
I'll list them. Lyndon Foley from KPFT has been nominated for the Finance Committee. Paulina Vasilia from KPFK, Dwayne Lark from KPFT, Chris Corey, KPFA, and John Voorhees, KPFA, Nancy Sorden, WPFW, and James Sagerton, WBAI.
All right. Are there any other nominations? Going one. Going twice. Hearing none. The next committee up for nominations is Audit Committee. Right? Are there any nominations for Audit Committee?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? Paulina?
Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Grace Aaron from KPFK for the Audit Committee.
Okay.
I accept.
Grace?
Vanessa.
James Sagerton.
Okay. I believe there are two people. I heard two people at the same time. James, and who else was it?
Vanessa.
Okay. James, go ahead. And Vanessa.
I'd like to nominate Eileen Rosen.
Okay. To Eileen.
Thank you, James.
DFW. Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
That was my nomination as well.
Okay, Vanessa, so you are nominating Eileen as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, we're on the Audit Committee in case you took a nap on us and we're still open asking for nominations on Audit. Are there any further nominations? Florence, you're recognized.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA for Audit.
KPFA. Sabrina, do you accept?
For the Audit Committee? No.
Yes, Audit Committee.
No, thank you. Thank you, though. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Nice to be thought of. Well, are there any other nominations? We have two so far. FA, BFW.
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to nominate Aki Tanaka, the Audit Committee.
Aki, do you accept? Aki, do you accept?
I have to think about it.
Yeah, okay. We'll give you a couple of minutes. Are there any other nominations for the Audit Committee? Any volunteers for the Audit Committee? Self-nominations for the Audit Committee?
This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Chris Corey, Audit Committee.
Mr. Corey, do you accept? Corey, do you accept?
I'm sorry. Given that I'm running for the Finance Committee and I intend to win that position, no, I do not accept.
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yes. Yes, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Lyndon Foley from KPFT for the Audit Committee.
Lyndon, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, a request for information.
Go ahead.
Is Mr. Lyndon Foley running for the Finance Committee as well? You couldn't run for both Audit and Finance.
Well, you can run for both, but you can't serve on both. There's a difference.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
You can run for both, but you can't serve on both. So if you get if you're elected to both, then you're going to have to choose one or the other.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Eileen.
Go ahead, Eileen.
I'd like to nominate Sean Rhodes for the Audit Committee. He's been on the
past. Sean, do you accept?
Sir. Thank you.
WBAI. Okay. All righty. It appears that KPFK is not represented.
Nominee.
Go ahead.
I have another nomination.
Go right ahead.
Yes, this is Jan Goodman. I'd like to nominate Tom Voorhees for the Audit Committee.
Tom, do you accept?
I get points.
Okay. Now I need to go back to our key. Do you accept?
I'm going to wait till Paul.
Wait till what?
That likely means you're going to have to send a communique to the secretary to tell her that you do accept, because as it is, you won't be on the list.
Right.
Is that
okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask, are there any further nominations? Going once. Going twice. We now move to the Strategic Planning Committee. And are there any nominations for the Strategic Planning Committee?
Vanessa to the Senate.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
If Nancy is not interested, then I am.
Okay, and that would be WPFW. Nancy, are you interested?
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Go ahead. Vanessa, you are nominated. Are there any other nominations? Committee, are there any other nominations? The Strategic Planning Committee, are there any further nominations? Going on?
This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Lawrence Reyes to the Strategic Planning Committee.
Lawrence, do you accept?
Yes, somebody I accept to be of service. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to nominate myself, Dwayne Lark.
Point of order, Dwayne.
Yeah.
You're automatically on the Strategic Planning Committee because you're an officer.
Yes, ma'am, that was a test. I realize that was. Nevertheless,
okay.
We are at the Strategic Planning Committee, and there are only two nominees so far.
Nancy Grace, I'd like to nominate. I'd like to nominate Sandra Rowland for the Strategic Planning Committee.
Sandra, do you accept?
Thank you, but I respectfully decline.
Any further nominations?
Nancy, to the floor, please.
Nancy, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Tom Voorhees to the Strategic Planning Committee for KPFA.
Tom, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina Jacobs. I'd like to nominate myself for the Strategic Planning Committee.
Okay. Sabrina?
Paulina to the sec.
Paulina, go right here.
I'd like to nominate Alex Steinberg.
He's automatically on the committee, Paulina.
So it appears we have we have four nominations so far. Are there any further nominations?
Yes, Grace.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Grace.
If he wishes to serve, I would nominate James Sagerton from WBAI.
James, do you accept? James, do you accept?
Oh, you know what? He's not on the call. I think he's just getting back on. James?
Excuse me. Yeah, this is James. I apologize. I got knocked off the call.
Okay. You have been nominated for the Strategic Planning Committee. Do you accept?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Are there any further nominations for the Strategic Planning Committee? Are there any further nominations for the Strategic Planning Committee?
Yes. I'm sorry. Let's see who's not. Chair, may I read who's been nominated so far for that committee?
Proceed.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW, Lawrence Reyes from KPFK, Sandra Rolline from KPFT. She declined. Tom Voorhees from KPFA, Sabrina from KPFA, and James Sagerton from WBAI. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stations represented so far.
Okay. Helena, do you wish to serve on that committee?
Sorry, I was driving at a lot of noise. Which committee are we populating now?
I'm prepared to nominate you for the strategic planning committee. I wanted to know if you wanted to serve on it.
I'll accept.
Okay. Helena.
Oh, okay.
All right. Any further nominations for strategic planning committee? Going once?
Go
right here.
I'd like to nominate Heather to represent the
Heather
affiliates
Grant
on that committee. Uh-huh.
Heather, do you accept?
I'm sorry, yes, I do. Yes.
Chief, point of order, she's already automatically on the committee.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary, will you confirm that? Madam Secretary, could you confirm that a non-officer is automatic on the committee?
Yes, that's in the motion about the strategic plan.
Oh, sorry about
committee.
That. Okay.
Very well. Okay. Are there any further nominations? Going one. Going twice. Next up is the personnel committee. I think, Sabrina, that's the one you wanted to get to.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to go ahead and nominate Jan Goodman for the personnel committee, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay.
And Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Jan, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa, do you accept?
I accept nominating myself. Yes, I do.
This is Lyndon Foley. I'd like to nominate Sandra Rolline.
Sandra, do you accept?
Yes, I accept the nomination for personnel committee.
And Helena, you recognize.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Lawrence Reyes for the personnel committee, and I would also like to withdraw my nomination or my acceptance of a nomination for the strategic planning committee. I just realized I made a mistake. I'm not available for that.
So noted.
Nominating Lawrence for personnel.
So noted.
Robin, to the sec.
Robin, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Sabrina Jacobs and myself to the personnel committee.
Go right ahead, Lauren.
I didn't get the name of the person that said myself.
Robin Collier.
And I'm going to appeal to the secretary. I know that there are two committees. Madam Secretary, could you verify
I'm here.
Robin is eligible for the personnel committee?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
One person from the affiliates.
This is Grace. I'd like to be recognized, Chair.
So we have, let me verify that we have Sabrina and Robin. Yes, Sabrina and Robin. Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Heather Gray for personnel from the affiliates. And I believe I was nominated for personnel as well.
I have you down for personnel, yes. Heather, do you accept?
Well, I thought that Robin was going to be on the personnel committee from the affiliates.
But there'll only be one person that will be chosen, Heather. So the two of you can be on the election process, but one will win.
Well, let me just ask you this, because I was also asked to serve on the strategic planning committee, right? So. So, will it be an election for that as well, or how does that work?
No, both affiliate directors are automatically on it.
I see.
And the likelihood of the meeting being at the same date is quite nil. So do you accept or not?
Well, I'll accept, yeah. Okay.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for personnel? Going once, going twice. We're now at the Development Committee. Are there any nominations for development?
Programming. What happened to programming?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Programming is next. Then Affiliate Task Force, then Technology.
Looking for the SAC.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Sandra Rawline for the Development Committee.
Sandra, do you accept?
This is Sandra. Thank you. I do accept for the Development Committee.
What point of information? Are we on programming or development?
No. Of course, actually.
Request for information. Isn't development the task force with different characteristics? It's not as limited, is it? In terms of what directors? I thought we would finish the standing committees, like programming. So I don't understand this process. I guess I needed to read the bylaws. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you refer to the bylaws, and the bylaws articulate A through I, and that's what I'm going by for consistency purposes.
Okay, thank you.
It didn't kind of bullet out of my head. That's a methodology to my madness.
Okay, good to know.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So far, there's only one nomination. Development.
Okay, we're not doing programming now then. Is that correct?
No, that's next. Yes, that's next.
Okay, very good.
All right. Any further nominations for development? Go ahead.
Yeah,
Mark.
I nominate. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Lars.
I'd like to nominate Ross Pointer for Development Committee.
Okay. And
I forgot
that
to mention personnel as well.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go right ahead.
Okay. The Development Committee is open to anyone who wants to be on it. There's no reason to nominate anybody. Anyone who wishes to be on it can be on it.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
I can read it if you wish me to.
Since we are here, I mean, there's no problem finding out who wants to, because we need a convener. And if we know who's going to be on it tonight, we can get someone to agree to convene it. Does that make any sense to the board?
Sure, but there's no necessity for nominations or an election.
Okay,
that's fine.
I did hear someone else before all of that, but who else wanted to be on the stack?
Nancy, Lawrence, and I don't know who else.
I've got Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy and Lawrence.
I appreciate you asking for nomination for volunteers to be on the Development Committee, and then I'll write them down. And
great. Yeah, I thought that would be expeditious.
And then if people, I heard that Ralph Pointer was suggested. Does Ralph want to be on the Development Committee?
Yes. And Ralph also wanted to be on the personnel committee.
Okay, we'll add Ralph to both. Okay, now, are there any further nominations? I only have two nominations on development.
Heather, Gray, did you want to be on development?
Gosh, a lot of committees here.
Yeah.
Well, I am interested in development. I think I don't know how much I could do. I mean, you know, it's like, but I am very interested in development.
I've got you down, Heather. So far, there's four.
Right, well, I mean,
Lawrence, do the fact.
You just talked yourself into it. Lawrence, go ahead.
Nancy, I'd like to volunteer for the development task force.
Okay.
Nancy, she's pretty much it. Oh, okay. Lawrence is nominating himself.
Si, senor.
He is.
All right. All right.
And
so
I already volunteered to convene it. So
yes, I got you down first. You've got five of y'all so far, so I think that's a pretty good start. And as I said, we don't have to spend any more time on it. I just kind of wanted to get you started so you wouldn't have to wait on email.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have Ralph, Heather, Nancy, and Lawrence. Who's the fifth person volunteering?
I have Sandra.
Oh, Sandra. Okay, good.
She was the first one, actually.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Okay,
thank you.
First nominee. Okay, now.
You have
one of them up.
Heather, Lawrence, and Sandra, right? And me.
Yes, Lawrence, Heather, Nancy, Ralph, and Sandra. Yes.
Thank you.
Actually, it's what the secretary have, not what I have. So we want to confirm the secretary have those five. Okay, all right. Very well. Now, I guess, by popular demand, programming.
Vanessa to the staff.
Lawrence to the staff.
Vanessa, then Lawrence.
I would like to nominate Ron for programming.
Okay. Programming, first up, Ron. Okay.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Paulina Vasilia, programmer at KPFK.
Paulina, do you accept?
I do.
Paulina? Okay. Are there any further nominations? Nominations for programming?
This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I'd like to nominate Sean Rose for programming if he would like to serve on that committee.
I decline.
Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA if she's willing for programming.
Yes, I'll accept, Lawrence. Thank you. I'll accept. Thank you.
All right. Any further nominations? Is that Nancy?
What?
Any further nominations?
I'd like to nominate Ron Pinchback from WPFW.
He was already nominated.
He was already nominated. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Ron's pretty popular on this committee. We know who's going to contain the committee then, huh?
Well done. This is Lawrence for one more nomination.
Go right ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate either one of the affiliate directors, whichever one is willing. Robin Calia, you'd be great.
Okay, Heather, Robin, which one are you willing?
Maybe
Robin,
we could.
What, Robin, are you? Would you be on that committee?
Yeah, Heather's loaded.
I have a big plate. Maybe we could decide one of us on personnel and one of us on programming. That would lower the burden up for both of us. Which would you prefer to be on?
I didn't hear that. Would you repeat that, please?
Maybe you could put
yourself
on mute.
Maybe we can put yourself on mute.
Okay, so I think you said one of us on personnel and one of us on programming, right?
Is and just
saying?
Choose which one you would prefer.
Well, I would prefer the programming to personnel.
Okay, well, let's do it that way. Withdraw
okay,
your...
wonderful.
Yeah, and then that'll be fine with me, yeah.
All right, we got Robin on for programming. Are there any other nominations?
No. I was choosing personnel. She was Heather on programming.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra from KTFT. May I be recognized?
Right here.
I would like to nominate Wally James for the programming committee, providing that he will accept. I will call him tomorrow to find out.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Paulina, may I be recognized?
Go right ahead.
Could you list the nominations so far, along with the stations that they're affiliated with, or whether it's an affiliate representative, please, for the committees we're discussing?
Okay, but I can do that, Mr. Chair.
Can you continue to populate the committees, and then afterwards we could.
That's my thought as well.
I just wanted to make sure I wanted to know who has been nominated so far from which station. I'm confused. That's all.
Okay, you'll get that information at the conclusion.
Absolutely.
We only have two more to get to. And therefore, we have the task force would be next, but this is audit. Now, this is programming. So programming now has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that correct, Madam Secretary?
No, there are 6, I believe. Oh, no, 5, because Sean's declined.
We deleted one. That's correct. So yes. I'm correct. 5, okay.
That's correct.
Are there any representatives?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but we have Ron, we have Selena, we have Wally, we have Sabrina, and we have Heather. Now, we got that out. The secretary will probably be more adept at giving you the associations. I'm not really going into that, but I do want to now move forward to the affiliate task force. And since that's another one of those where anyone, including non-members, can be a part of, and I believe we already have the convener, we're really not going to spend very much time on that one. Robin, you have agreed to convene it, is that correct?
Both Heather and I will convene it together.
Good enough.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra from KTFT. I'd like to volunteer for the affiliates task force.
So noted.
Great.
Are there any other volunteers?
Yeah, this is Tom.
I hear you. So noted. Tom?
What was that?
Tom, go ahead.
Yes, no, Tom will volunteer for the affiliates task force.
Again. Lauren and Tom.
And Sandra volunteered for the affiliates task force, too.
Recap, Lauren, Tom, and Sandra, your lineup, Robin. So I'm sure there'll be others that come on board, but that's it. Now the last item I have on the list is someone
Mr.
else.
Mr. Chair, I have a request for information.
Go ahead.
If somebody doesn't volunteer now but has the time and ability to do it at another time, can they volunteer to be on the affiliates task force at another moment?
Absolutely. That's the understanding I have.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, technology. That's another committee that we have a convener. I believe Tom agreed to convene the meeting. And are there any volunteers?
Robin would volunteer.
We have Robin. Any other volunteers?
Lawrence to the stack.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like to ask Paulina if she would like to volunteer.
Paulina?
Yes, I'll volunteer.
Okay. Any other suggestions or volunteers?
Yeah, Tom with a point of information.
Go right ahead.
Okay, if you volunteer for one of the task force, that pretty much puts you on the list, which will ensure that you get notification for a meeting. It's the way it's worked in the past.
You're absolutely right. That's why I wanted to kind of...
I couldn't hear that. Will you repeat that?
If you volunteer, then you'll be on the email list to be informed of the meeting. One of the reasons why I chose to solicit the participation during this period, so it wouldn't be an effort, a convoluted effort of trying to find people, send an email or what have you. This concludes the list that I have. Madam Secretary, do you have any additional committees that need to be populated than what I have already gone through?
Well, there's the election committee.
Well,
we didn't have that on the list of committees. It's an open committee, basically.
Let me just ask, is anyone interested in the election committee on this call? If not, we're not going to spend any time on it because we can populate it anytime anyone sprout up and really want to convene it and ask for volunteers in an open meeting or over the email. And again, is there anyone interested in serving on the election committee in any capacity? Going once, going twice. This concludes our efforts to populate the committee. Now I would like for us to agree that tomorrow night at midnight will be the deadline for nominations to be submitted in writing to Secretary at DNB. So Secretary, go ahead and give your email address so I don't mess it up, Madam Secretary.
It's secretary at pacifica.org.
Say that again so we won't say they didn't get it.
Secretary at pacifica.org. You can also email me at graceaaron@gmail.com. I suggest you do both. But I'll be sure to get it.
And Key and Wally will need to confirm their acceptance. Or would it be implied that they don't accept because they're not on the list at this point? So I want to make that clear. There'll be no confusion, no intent otherwise stating that if you're interested in serving in that committee, you were nominated on. And Sandra, you need to get that too, Wally, that he would need to confirm his acceptance to the secretary.
Mr. Chair, I will confirm with Wally and have him either confirm or deny whether or not he wants to be on the programming committee before midnight tomorrow night.
Very good. I think we have an understanding now. I thank you for your participation. I believe now we can conclude this matter, and the next item on the agenda, as I read, is item 11, update on the coronavirus task force by Mr. Lawrence Reyes.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized as secretary?
Right here.
Okay, we need to decide when the email election will start and when it will conclude for these committee assignments.
Well, we can go ahead and decide that now. Are there any suggestions?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra from KPFT.
Ahead,
I would suggest that the election start on Sunday and be concluded within 3 business days.
Are there any objections to that suggestion?
I object to that because there's not enough time for mistakes between the deadline, the nomination deadline, which is tomorrow night.
What would be the suggestion, Madam Secretary?
Let me see. And the teller wants to have the submission of the ballots happen at least 24 hours before the counting of the ballots. So Saturday midnight, Monday. You know, it's just, I don't know if it's possible to have this election conclude before the next PNB meeting.
Hold on, Linda. Madam Secretary, do you have a suggested timeline?
I think that the ballot should go out on Monday, and is... I'll leave it up to the body, but, you know, the deadline for nominations is tomorrow at midnight. So there may be questions or problems, so I would not want to start the sending out the ballots until Monday. Then the teller wants 24 hours between the deadline and the counting of the ballots. So I don't think it's going to be possible to get this election done that quickly, unless you all want to. We can send the ballots out on Sunday, but there may be it enters in the possibility of errors. Jake,
point of order.
Since you are the one that's doing it,
I have a point of order. This is not on the agenda. This is not on the agenda.
Well, Lyndon, it may not be on the agenda, but it is an item that we need to make sure we don't have any confusion moving forward. So the election is on the agenda, and this, therefore, is the election and selection of officers. So I find it in order. Now, the question I'd like to ask. Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay, this is Grace. I have a suggestion.
Go right ahead. Then I'll get to you, Lauren. I want the suggestion.
Okay, the suggestion is that this body leaves it up to the secretary to confer with the teller and to have the election held in the most expeditious way possible. May be able to be concluded by next Thursday, this coming Thursday, or it may need more time. But I think that should be left up to the discretion of the secretary and the tellers.
Well, Madam Secretary, since you did propose that as a suggestion and not a motion, I'm going to go to Lawrence to hear what he says. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So I don't have a problem with supporting the secretary in regards to that, but I'd like to hear Sandra's suggestion again, because maybe that would address the secretary's concern, because we're going all over the place. So, Sandra, can you restate your suggestion?
If I'm not mistaken, Sandra's issue was to have a three-day timeline, and the secretary is saying the secretary
can
handle
that
with the three-day timeline. Andrew, go ahead and restate your suggestion.
Well, given what Grace has said, I'm open to amending my suggestion, and that is, initially I had suggested that the ballots go out on Sunday, since the deadline for nominations is midnight tomorrow night. But if Grace feels better about sending out the ballots on Monday, I'm fine with that. But I would say three business days, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be the deadline for the election. I think that's reasonable.
Okay, this is Grace. I'd like to respond to that.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, that is reasonable, except that the teller in the last election requested 24 hours after the deadline for submission of ballots before counting the ballots. So that would make the end of the conclusion of the election happen on Friday. And if that's the case, then I think it would be better to allow more time for people to vote. So I have a motion that I'm going to send to everybody.
Go ahead. Whoever is talking, could you mute yourself, please? I think you have a conversation with each other. Lawrence, while she's submitting her motion, go ahead and make your statement.
No, I just want to thank you for allowing me to hear from Sandra Rowline. I hope I'm getting the name right. Thank you.
Yes, I think it's right. We're trying to be as fair as possible.
Okay, I have the motion, if you want to hear it.
Go right ahead.
The PMB gives the secretary the duty of scheduling the PNB committee elections after consulting with the tellers as long as the election is held as expeditiously as possible.
I'll second that, Robin.
Second. Madam Secretary, your motion has been second. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion passed. Okay, in the next item on this agenda is for Mr. Lawrence Reyes. He's convening the task force for the coronavirus. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Chair. And board members, I emailed you three items on the Pacifica COVID-19 task force, and I hope you got it. But let me just tell you some of the principles that we discussed in regards to moving forward. The first one is A, internal Pacifica response to the coronavirus pandemic in terms of developing practices at the stations, implementation of remote production capacity to provide apps and training rapidly to all programmers, defining essential functions on site and how to sanitize the sites and protect the people coming in to perform the essential on-site functions, how to ensure that other speaking PB meetings can function and people can hear and comment on business being conducted, how to fundraise in the contents of a pandemic and drastic recession or depression that is forthcoming. B, setting up the technical infrastructure for a website, YouTube channel, and streaming. I'll let you just read the body of that bullet point. C, factual information about the coronavirus and COVID-19, how to protect ourselves and each other via proper medical and social measures. D, social, political, and economic impact on U.S. and internationally. E, cultural and political resistance and creative expression, analysis of root causes. So those were the simple elements of the topics that we agreed on addressing, and we are proposing a integrated Pacifica network programming on the coronavirus crisis, and the elements of the proposal that's going to come to the PMB and then to the IED is a goal, mechanism, cost, and timeline, and implementation plan. So I gather that all of you got it. I just want to tell you who is working on this task force. Michael Nover from KPFK. I have Paulina Basilia from KPFK. Akua from KPFT. Werner A.B. Brown from WPFW. Mitchell Cohen from WBAI. Steve Seltzer from KPFA. And then there was a couple of other additional people that were recommended from KPFA. And this task force is open and is asking for input from the PMB in regards to the Integrated Pacifica Programming on the coronavirus crisis. And also we are also studying and monitoring the programming that already is going out on the air from all five stations and the affiliates. Oh, and I'm sorry, Heather Gray of the affiliates is also on the COVID-19 task force. So we agreed to convene again on Sunday because we think time is of the essence. So we're trying to put together a proposal that would address this pandemic. Because this is going to affect us economically, socially. It's going to affect not only our staff and volunteers, it's also going to affect our network listeners. So we're trying to act on this just as pandemic information is going out on the mainstream media. Things are changing over and over again. The narrative is the alternative narrative that is more radical and progressive has not been has been heard on Amy Goodman this morning with Naomi Klein. So we're also looking at getting recommendations as to folks with name recognition and subject matter experts that could address some of those issues. So that's
that's the progress of the working group right now, of the task force. So I send out the report. I send out the elements of the proposal that we're looking to develop. And your input, you could email, you could respond to the email, Pacifica COVID Task Force at Google Groups. And on behalf of Mitchell Cohen, who's the host of that Google group, to provide information. So this is a coalescing of people from all the stations and from previous political tendencies. And I believe at this point in time, we have to unite our forces in regards to addressing the public health pandemic that's going on and the effects that it's going to have on our people, not only nationally in the United States, but also internationally. Oh, further, there's a feminist component as well, because we know that there's a disparity of neonatal care when, in regards to and health care in regards to people of color. And particularly neonatal care in regards to African-American women. So that's also going to be part of a working topic. And also science and ecology is also going to be part of that. And farming, agricultural, an agricultural topic will also be part of moving forward. But these 4 points that I read to you is what we're concentrating on. Thank you for your time.
Daniel,